From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The commander of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan is calling the situation there serious, but he insists that a new strategy could lead to a defeat of the Taliban. Army General Stanley McChrystal's statement came as he submitted a long-awaited review of the strategic situation in Afghanistan. NPR's Saraya Sarhadi Nelson has more from Kabul.
McChrystal says what's needed is a revised strategy, commitment, and resolve to reduce the capability of the Taliban and al-Qaeda. There were no other details released, although it appears the general did not ask for more troops in this review. Such, quote, options, such as an additional brigade of troops, are expected in a separate report next week. The review was requested by U.S. Secretary Robert Gates and NATO headquarters. McChrystal sent them the report today. Saraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
The fire spreading through mountain forests north of Los Angeles doubled in size overnight and is now threatening about 12,000 homes, as well as Mount Wilson, site of dozens of communications towers and an observatory. The blaze has killed two firefighters. U.S. Forest Service spokesman Bruce Quintilier says the fire is spreading rapidly because it's moving through areas that have not burned for decades.
The amount of dry material and dead vegetation that's mixed in with some of this old brush that hasn't burned in a while has made for this situation we're in very unique, probably unprecedented fire behavior.
Quintilier says the fire has spread over 134 square miles. Planes and helicopters are being used to drop water and fire retardant on the flames. Hurricane Jimena is closing in on Mexico's Baja California Peninsula. Officials there say at least 10,000 families will be evacuated to emergency shelters. The storm has sustained winds of 145 miles an hour and could make landfall by tomorrow evening. The Dalai Lama visited in Taiwan today with people whose village was devastated by a recent typhoon. He insists that he's there solely on a humanitarian mission, but the Tibetan spiritual leader did say that Taiwan, in his words, should enjoy democracy, a comment that's likely to further anger Chinese officials. Dwali Saikautau has more.
The Dalai Lama today visited Shaolin, the remote village hardest hit by Typhoon Morakot. Hundreds of people are believed to be buried by mudslides brought on by the typhoon earlier this month. For 15 minutes, facing the direction of the village, the Dalai Lama offered prayers while monks chanted for the dead and for survivors. Not everyone welcomed the Dalai Lama's visit. Protesters greeted him on his arrival to the self-governed island, and a spokesman for China's State Council Taiwan Affairs Office said Beijing resolutely opposes the Dalai Lama's visit. He said it's bound to have a negative influence on the relations between mainland China and Taiwan.
This is NPR News from Washington. Syria's President Bashar al-Assad is disputing Iraq's claim that his country is being used as a staging area for attacks into Iraqi territory. Assad called that accusation immoral, and he insisted that Syria has been fighting terrorism for decades. The two countries are involved in a diplomatic standoff over Iraqi demands for the extradition of two suspects who are wanted in connection with recent suicide attacks in Baghdad. State police in Illinois are taking over the investigation of a shooting at a church daycare center last week. A man was shot and killed after trying to grab a police officer's service revolver. From member station WNIJ in Rockford, Susan Stevens reports.
An autopsy commissioned by Mark Anthony Barmore's family shows he was shot four times, three times in the back. Police say Barmore tried to grab an officer's gun during a struggle. Witnesses say he had his hands up. Barmore was black. The two officers involved in the shooting are white. Over the weekend, Reverend Jesse Jackson asked Rockford's mayor to turn the case over to the U.S. Department of Justice.
This is yet an explosive situation that could be used to be a source of healing, testing the strength and character of the community.
Mayor Larry Morrissey says he welcomes help from the outside.
Our main concern is that we have a credible, accurate, an honest and open investigation.
Rockford officials will meet with Jackson again this week. He returns for Barmore's funeral Thursday. For NPR News, I'm Susan Stevens.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Industrials are down 88 points at 9,455. The Nasdaq is off 26. The S&P 500 index down 12. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.